All right, we'll go ahead and go to Psalm number 126. Nasa Psalm number 126 tayo. Ayan ang pinag-aaralan natin. And don't forget, from Psalm number 120 hanggang 134, yung 15 psalms na yon, from 120 to 134, yan yung tinatawag natin Song of Degrees Psalms. And there are 15 of those. So we are now in Psalm number 126. At titingnan natin yung 126, 127, at saka 128, dahil maikli naman sila. And they're all really short psalms comparatively. So, and that's that works out to three psalms for tonight. So, Psalm number 126, page 560 sa sample Bible. A Song of Degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. So let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to study the Bible, that we can look into the Psalms and gain eternal truths from it, Lord, timeless truths and biblical truths, and help us, Lord, to study them, Lord, and understand them. Help us to understand their context. Help us to understand its interpretation. And more important than all, help us to apply it, Lord, to our lives, that we may be pleasing to you because of Jesus Christ. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so ito yung Psalms ng deliverance. Psalm 126, if I could summarize it in one word, it would be deliverance, the Psalm of Deliverance. Kasi the psalmist here, I believe David, is rejoicing in the deliverance that God has given him. It could also be a psalm that was composed later, perhaps by one of Hezekiah's men, or maybe even Ezra himself, when God returned them from the captivity of Babylon. And so it doesn't matter what the historical background is, it applies. David's time, Hezekiah's time, Ezra's time, our time today. The Holy Spirit of God makes sure that we have this in our Bible to encourage us to ask God for deliverance. And not just once, but many times. Because we need deliverance every day. But look at verse 1, a Song of Degrees. When the Lord turned again. So that's an important word. Turned again. Noong God returned us back to our original use, to our original function. Or He turned us back to our original position. And He turned again the captivity of Zion. And when the Lord turned, then we were like them that dream. It's one of life's greatest experience is God delivering us. Para tayong nananaginip, it's like a dream that we don't, we're living a life that God was able to turn around. I mean, imagine, could you imagine what your life would be like without Christ? I don't think we'd be sitting in church. I don't think we would have anything to do with the Lord. But yet here we are. Worshiping God. Why? Because He turned us again. And so that's the deliverance of the Lord. We were like them that dream. Verse 2. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. So a Christian life is really a life of joy and laughter. God wants us to be joyful. And our mouths filled with laughter, and our hearts, our tongues, full of singing unto the Lord. By the way, singing unto the Lord is another evidence of God's deliverance. I mean, if God did not deliver us from pop culture, what would we be singing? We'd be singing the junk of the world. But God delivered us and turned us around. And now our song is out of this world. Hindi katulad ng worldliness yung mga music natin. Why? God delivered us from that, you see. So, The Lord hath done great things for them, sabi ng mga heathen, sabi ng mga hindi ligtas. Tingnan mo sila. The Lord hath done great things for them. And certainly that's what being a Christian is. Every Christian can say that. The Lord has done great things for me. And so look at verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Great things. God has done great things for us. I mean, the greatest thing that God could do for us is send us a Savior. That's the greatest thing. Na hindi na tayo patungo sa isang impyerno at yung buhay natin dito sa lupa, hindi na rin parang impyerno. We can have a Holy Spirit-filled life here on earth. And that's a great thing. I remember Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Isn't that a great verse? If you know the Lord, He can show you great things. And we can pray for this. Lord, show us great things. Lord, do us, do marvelous things for us, Lord. We'd like for you to do great things for us. And so as we plan for all our summer ministries, what are we asking God to do? We're asking God to do great things. Great things in our teen Sunday school. Great things in our regular Sunday school. Great things in Vacation Bible School. Great things in Bible Institute. Great things in our morning worship service. Great things in the afternoon service. Great things in the prayer meeting. And certainly the Lord hath done great things for us. Look at verse number 4. So, ito yung katotohanan. We need deliverance every day. Verse number 4. Turn again our captivity, O Lord. So, I thought He already turned the captivity in verse 1. Diba? It said turn again the captivity when the Lord turned again, past tense. He turned it. But then why are we asking for more turning in verse number 4? You know why? Because we need God's help more than just once. In fact, we need God's deliverance every day. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Page 994 sa sample Bible, 994. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse number 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Pansin ninyo, sabi ng Bible, who delivered us, that's past tense, from us from so great a death, and doth deliver, that's present tense. So, He delivered us, He does deliver us, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. That's the future tense, you see? So we need God to deliver us today. And when the Lord gives us victory for today, guess what we're going to need tomorrow? More deliverance. And the day after. And the day after. So you see, today's victory is not good for tomorrow's trouble. We need God to give us victory every day. Yung grace is sufficient for today. Hindi sufficient for tomorrow. Yung children of Israel, nung nag-gather sila ng mana, ng bread, they gather bread sufficient for the day. Kailangan gumising na naman sila ng maaga at humakot ng bagong hakot ng mana para sa araw na yon. Tapos pagdating ng Friday, double. Kasi hindi sila pwedeng humakot sa Sabado. So day of worship. And that's a principle in Scripture. If God gives you the victory in your reading and prayer time for today, that's great. But we'll make sure you're walking with the Lord tomorrow. We need daily, constantly, dependence upon the Lord to do great things for us and to turn us again. All right, so verse number 4, Psalm 126, verse 4, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Ito yung south, yung reverse ng south, it's most likely referring to a river, that when it rains, it overflows. And doon umaasa yung mga farmers pag yung river ay masagana at nag-o-overflow para makatanim sila. And so, they're taking advantage of this. As the streams in the south, Lord, we don't just need everyday grace, we need overflowing grace. We need a lot of help. We need a lot of grace. And so we depend upon the Lord for that. As streams in the south go overflowing, that's what we need. We need refreshed. We need to be refreshed. Okay? So, let me ask you a question. Have you been refreshed in the Lord today? Will you be refreshed in the Lord tomorrow? Okay, so that's something you have to purposefully decide to do. Now, verse number 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. This is a principle. Work and pray. Work and pray. The sowing, yan yung hard work. That's labor. That's you putting forth effort. So, God blesses hard work, sowing, constant work. Sow. But it says sow in tears. Now, yung tears dito represented siya ng prayers. So, you're not just working hard, you're also praying hard. See? And the principle is true. Work and pray results in reaping in joy. And so there's a harvest to be reaped. And there's you can harvest things if you work and pray. Work and pray. Work and pray. So, anuman ang desire mo na makita sa buhay mo, hindi pwedeng hindi ka mag-work ng hard work. Everything that's worth having is not as easy as it looks. If you want to work hard to study the Bible, then you have to put the effort to work. And you have to depend upon the Lord in prayer. If you want to see people saved and born again and won to the Lord, then you have to work hard. Witnessing, planning, how you approach them, how you talk, how you share the scriptures. It takes a lot of work. And then prayer. A lot of prayer behind that. And the promise of scripture is they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But man, as you sow, you're sowing in tears. There's no other way around it. If you want to reap in joy, there's no shortcut. Kasi ang gusto ng mga Kristiyano ngayon, yung produkto. Pero ayaw nila yung proseso. Christians like the product, reaping in joy, but they don't like the process, sowing in tears. But the promise of God is true. This is a biblical truth. Work and pray. Work and pray. Is there something you want to accomplish? Work hard at it. I mean, work hard at learning it, developing it, studying it. Work. And then implement. And at the same time, pray those prayers. Earnest prayers, fervent prayers. So as long as if you're working hard, you're praying hard, guarantee you will reap in joy. So, there's no shortcut. No shortcut. If you want to see children grow up for the Lord, it takes work and tears and prayer. You want to graduate well from school? Sow in tears. You want to harvest of souls for the Lord? Sow in tears, you see. Sunday school teachers, gusto niyo lumago yung Sunday school ninyo? It's gonna take work, hard work, and tears. And you will reap you see. Anything, any ministry, pag walang sowing and tears, very little harvest. You see. He that goeth forth, weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And so there's a promise from the Lord, and we can believe this, we can trust in it, because God said so. All right? So there's weeping must not hinder sowing, and so on and so forth. Psalm number 127 at saka 128, magkadugtong sila. They are almost similar. This is what we would call a psalm for a Christian home. A psalm for the Christian home. And God is interested in Christian homes. Look at verse number 1, Psalm 127 verse 1. A song of degrees for Solomon. So, who is Solomon's dad?
David.
So, David wrote this for Solomon. So there's a lot that David wanted to teach Solomon. Was David successful? Nope. But he had to teach Solomon, even though he wasn't successful at it. The truth is, he still had it to teach it. Now, was Solomon successful with Rehoboam? Nope. Wasn't successful with Rehoboam. And for all his wives, he only had one son that we know of in the scriptures. 700 wives? 700 wives and 300 porcupines? Concubines? Hindi naman porcupines. Pero siguro para silang porcupines. With all that, he had three daughters that we know of and one son. There you go. Solomon. And yet, Solomon still had to teach his son. That's why we have the book of Proverbs. And so, Solomon was dealing with Rehoboam. And did Rehoboam have good children? How many kings in Judah were evil? Halos lahat, apat lang. There's only four good kings out of 20. And yet, they're all the lineage of David. So, what does God want? He wants Christian homes. He wants godly homes. And He teaches us the scriptures here. A song of degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit late and to eat the bread of sorrows. For so He giveth His beloved sleep. So, only the Lord can build the house. Kaya kailangan magde-depend talaga tayo kay Lord. We cannot neglect depending upon the Lord. Isa sa mga dahilan na dinesign ng Diyos yung Christian home para siya ang nasa kalagitnaan ng Christian home na yon. God wants to be in the midst of that Christian home. And the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So yung firm foundation na kailangan natin, we have to surrender and prioritize the Lord. Kasi kung hindi natin irerespeto ang Lord, magko-collapse yung bahay natin. Our house will collapse if we do not honor the Lord. If you neglect the Lord, you will destroy your house. Now, you can labor, but the labor is in vain. Kung hindi natin i-honor ang Lord. Gaya ng parable ng Matthew chapter 7. Naalala ninyo, the wise man built his house upon a rock. What about the foolish man? He built his house upon a sand. That's from Matthew chapter 7. That's a parable from Matthew. Let me ask you a question. Who built? Who did the work to build? The wise man or the foolish man? Or both? Who built? Both built. both labored, except the Lord. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So yung wise man, he built his house upon a firm foundation, upon the rock. He obeyed the Lord. He heard the word and obeyed the word. That's the wise man. The foolish man, he heard the word, but he did not obey the word. Are you getting this? Are you understanding this? Let me explain this to you much more clearer. It is not your gift. It is not your talent. It is not your ability. It is not your wisdom that will build your house. It is the Lord who builds the house. At kapag may tinuro ang Diyos sa'yo, nakatotohanan sa salita ng Diyos, and you decide to say no to the Word of God, you will destroy your house. If there is a biblical truth that you deny or disregard, you are laboring in vain. That's a promise from the Word of God. Kaya maraming mga tahanan na mga Kristiyano ay guho, bulok. Nanay, tatay, nagsisimba, pero yung anak, hindi. Ano yun? What happened? O yung anak, nagsisimba, pero yung nanay, tatay, hindi. What is going on? Go over to Psalm number 40. Psalm number 40. Psalm number 40. So, you see, it has nothing to do with economics, education, finances, wealth, wisdom, knowledge. No, it has nothing to do. Building a home has nothing to do with any of that. If you neglect the Lord, it's over. You can have finances, and you can have education. You can have the Garden of Eden. But if you disobey the Lord, you destroy your home. Psalm 40, verse number 2. Psalm 40, verse number 2. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. So, ganito yon. Kung talagang biblical ka, if you really believe the Bible, yung mga desisyon ng buhay, alam mo na kung ano yung tama, ano yung mali. You don't have to, I would say this, a majority of your decision is already made just by believing the Bible. Who you're going to marry, who you're going to, you know, the kind of home you're going to have, the family you're going to have, the church you're going to attend. It's all the important thing is already here. You just have to obey this. Lalo na kapag lumaki ka sa isang biblical church. Kasi sa isang biblical church, tuturuan ka ng maging maayos. Eh kung i-reject mo yung katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos, i-reject ka talaga ng Diyos. Magsarili ka. You don't have a firm foundation. You won't have true security. And you sure won't have true satisfaction. That's the promise of Psalm 127. Look at verse number 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Now notice where the arrows are. They are in the hand. So ano yung arrows sa Tagalog? Ano yung arrows? Pana. Habang yung mga pana ay nasa ating kamay. That's an important principle of Scripture. We're not talking about arrows that have been shot. We're talking about arrows in the hand. You get it? Our children are in our hands. Tayo ang magdedirect sa kanila kung saan ang kanilang direction sa buhay. And we want to aim them at the right place so that when we let go, they're going to go the right way. You see? In the hand. That's so important. So yung mga kabataan natin, habang nasa kamay natin sila, make sure na tinuturo natin sila sa tama. Kasi balang araw, i-release natin yan. Hindi dinesign ng Diyos yung mga bata manatili sa atin. One day, they will be on their own. Eh kung yung influence mo ganyan, oh, so you make sure while they're in your hands, you're pointing them to the Lord. Kaya yung mga parents na hindi pre-priority yung church, saan nyo linalagay yung direction ng pana? Lagot yung mga parents ng biblical church na hindi tinuturuan yung bata sa tamang direksyon. May time para sa eskwela, para sa sports, para magpag-alagala sa mundo. Pero yung oras ng church, wala. You are directing them the wrong way. While they are in your hand, you will be responsible for their direction. Now the Bible says, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. That's happy if you have them in your hand and you're directing them the right way. But I tell you, if you have children that are not directed in the right way, they will not be happiness, they will be grief. At hindi lang pansamantala, for the rest of their lives and the rest of your life, you will weep and howl and wonder, what did I do wrong? Well, while they were in your hand, you did not direct them in the right way. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, and they shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Sino ang magsasalita ng sa mga enemies sa gate? Who's going to do the speaking of the enemies in the gate? Not the parents. It's the children, you see? What does that mean? They grow up responsible and accountable, and they are able. You see? So yung training natin sa mga kabataan, lalo na nasa tahanan natin sila, that's 24 hours. That's the best education is home. The home. Para pag time na na-release mo na sila, alam nila kung paano sumagot sa kaaway. They will learn how to speak to the enemies in the gate. Biro mo, kalaban natin si demonyo, tapos yung anak natin, magiging kalaban din nila si demonyo balang araw. Kung hindi mo sila turuan kung paano labanan ng demonyo ngayon, paano nila lalabanan ng demonyo pag sila na? And so, it is a blessing. Children, let me say it like this. Children that are pointed to the right direction are a huge blessing. But if a child is not pointed in the right direction, it's a huge disappointment. Good children are God's gifts, and happy are those who have good children, godly children. Psalm 128 is a similar psalm. Again, psalm of a happy home, or a home that God can bless. Song of Degrees, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. This is the principle of the entire Psalm 128. God wants us to fear Him and walk in His ways. That's it. That's the requirement. We're not required to be smart, strong. We're not required to be good looking. Some of you would suffer for that. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just joking. But God requires us to fear Him and to walk in His ways. Go over to Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 2. Proverbs 14, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 2. Similar idea, Proverbs 14, verse 2, page 580, sa sampol. Proverbs 14, verse 2. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. So there's fear and walk. Walk and fear. That's a principle in Scripture. But he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. Let's go back to Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. So when is life going to be well for you? When are you going to be the happiest? When you fear the Lord and you walk in His ways. So, sinungaling yung demonyo, sasabi ng demonyo, mas masaya ka kung gawin mo yung desire ng flesh. No, that's a trap. That is a trap and a lie. The happiest you will be is when you fear the Lord and you walk in His ways. You will have satisfaction. You will have accomplishment. It will be well with you. Verse 3. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Oh, mananatili yung asawa mo sa tahanan. She will be like a fruitful vine. Fruitful. Kapakipakinabang. Fruitful. Vine by the sides of the house. Sa gilid ng tahanan. She will not be over the house. Disobedience yon. She will not be under the house. Abuse yon. Trample. Pero she'll be on the side of the house as a fruitful vine. So, you should be praying that God gives you a wife. A fruitful vine wife that loves the Lord. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. So, fruitful sila around the table. Alam mo, the table ought to be one of the fun times in home. Now, it's also an instructive time, a time of instruction. But isn't it fun to sit in a table and just have wonderful talk and wonderful fellowship, a good meal, and you're just learning about each other? You know, hey, what did you do? What are you going to do? You know, what do you think of this? And you test them and try them and teach them and guide them. A lot happens at the table. And so we need to teach them good manners at the table. How to be quiet. How to talk. What to say. How to be hospitable. How to treat others, you see. And this is all important. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. And so you see, God blesses those who fear Him. So the requirement, simple. Fear and walk. Fear the Lord and walk in His ways. Verse number 5. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. And thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem. And here's the principle. All the days of thy life. Hey, listen. Do you want all the days of your life to be blessed of the Lord? I do. I want all the days of my life to be blessed. Then if you want that, what's the principle? That's the product, okay? The product is, I want God to bless me all the days of my life. What's the process? Fear the Lord and walk in His ways. So we have to learn to fear the Lord and walk in His ways. Let's see here, Proverbs chapter 22. Go to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22, verse number 4. Proverbs 22, verse number 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So, do you want to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? Fear the Lord. and walk in His ways. You see. Verse number 6, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children. Wow, what a promise from God. And peace upon Israel. So, of course, this is referring to Jewish nation. But what principle can we get from this? If you want to have a happy home, fear the Lord and walk in His ways. So, someday God's going to give you your home. One day, God will give you your own home. Anong klaseng home magiging yung home mo? What kind of home is that going to be? Well, it's up to you. If you fear the Lord and walk in His ways, you'll have a blessed home. You'll have a happy home. But more than happy, you'll have a blessed home. Because yung blessing, galing lang sa Diyos. Yung happiness, pwede man galing sa alak. Yung mga nag-iinom-inuman, kaya sila umiinom, happy. Pero yung happiness nila, pansamantala lang. Susunod doon, yung bugbogan, yung awa, yung luha, yung suka, etc. You see? This is a psalm worth reading over and over and thinking about. Certainly, 30 minutes is nothing. Let us pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the words that we learn in Scripture, the principles. We love the product, but we need to search out the process and we need to apply them to our lives. Help us, Lord, in these areas, not so that we can joy in our own selves, but that we can see Your glory in our homes, in our church, in our community, in every aspect of life, walking with You, fearing You, seeing You do great things for us because You are a great God. We love You, Lord. We thank You for our Savior, Jesus Christ, the only reason why we can have an audience with You. Help us to live for Him. Help us to love each other. Lift each other up in prayer. Be an encouragement to pray. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.